Hey, this is Brendan with your first episode with me on Community Chat. Community Chat is brought to you by Baker's Furniture. Shopping for furniture is convenient and affordable at Baker's Furniture, Tahlequah's best furniture store with over 53 years in business. Baker's Furniture, 3231 South Muskogee Avenue. All right, and I have the pleasure of introducing to you someone you've probably met several times before. He has a bench near campus. He walks around town with his lovely wife. This is Jerry Cook.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, Jerry. Thank you for joining me. You've been one of my good friends for a long time. Anytime I needed Tahlequah to feel a little bit more Mayberry, I wanted to run into you.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Absolutely. You make me look better than I am most of the time.
Well, thank you very much.
There's a lot going on in Tahlequah right now. There's a TIF meeting coming up, and by the time this airs, that will have taken place. But you've reassured me that's not going to be a big catalyst just yet.
That's correct. The TIF process for Tahlequah, first of all, thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a real honor to be asked to be here on the first episode with you, Brendan.
It's an honor to have you, sir.
So, there's a TIF meeting this week. It's been an ongoing process, actually, since about January for us that are sitting on the committee. It's a very complex topic. It's a state statutory provision where communities can use it as a tool. And we're not to the final point yet. It's still probably 90 to 120 days away.
Sure. I know a little bit about it. I think I overheard from Suzanne or Taylor that some of those positions were compulsory and some were selected, correct?
Yes, the statute is pretty clear about we need representation on this committee. There are some community at large members, but there's also someone representing the county, which would be a county commissioner, someone representing the public school systems, the VOTEC, city library, health department. Those are all beneficiaries of ad valorem tax.
Sure. I'll just be honest. One of my fears going in is I know everyone has good intentions, but when they're coming from their particular camps, I was worried we'd build a camel.
Well, we may still have one. I'm not really sure.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts to this. And to be honest with you, I've worked around TIFs from the outside. I've never worked on a TIF from the inside.
Sure.
So the mayor asked if I would be agreeable to be on the committee if I was selected by the choice by the existing committee for an at-large person. And I was honored. And honestly, I told her, "So you need to pick some younger person, someone that doesn't have maybe some of the experiences I have here in Tahlequah over the last many years, but to make sure that it's everybody in the community is well represented." We do have a very conscientious group that serves on the TIF committee.
I noticed that you were hiding behind a sign, though, so that was fun. I was like, where's Jerry's voice coming from?
That's intentional.
You're too good looking for that.
Well,
what are you talking
thank
about?
Thank you. We've tried to, at least for me, I've done a lot of research in the statutes, and also in my work experience at GRDA, I traveled a lot of cities around Northeast Oklahoma and some that did have TIFs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone back to visit with those communities and find out more about how it's really worked for them and what's happened that on the good side, maybe the challenging sides, but to learn more as a TIF rolls out in a community, actual experience.
Sure. I know the benefit to me looking in, and I grew up in the suburbs a little bit where infrastructure becomes quite a large deal. It looks like the benefit is that you have a more coordinated effort with the infrastructure and the way things flow. The fear on other people's side is it's a lot of change all at once.
It is a lot of change at once, and I think it was Mark Twain's credit by saying, "I'm all about progress. I just don't like change," and that may be some of what we see here and experience. Having had the good fortune of serving for a total of about 13 years on the Tahlequah Public Works Authority Board and understanding the infrastructure required to build, whether it's a single family home or a large commercial area, I must say this tool provides a template that allows you to build a very large and complex infrastructure correctly and engineered in kind of a parallel way with other parts of the community. And I'm not sure that's ever really been done in Tahlequah.
Right. And I think that the TIF deal is, like you said, it's more a little more organized and thorough, and it's got a plan behind it. But that's when people, if they've got left out of the planning for a little bit, if they're not paying attention, they all of a sudden get scared. And I think you just got to trust your community that these are still the same people that have been involved for so long. And TIF is kind of a more today's version of financing these kinds of things.
Well, it is. And I'm certainly not an expert on it. Mm-hmm. Certainly the mayor and city administrators have done a lot of research and their legal teams. But it is a tool. I mean, those of us that live in this area know what Bass Pro is in Broken Arrow. The Bass Pro Shop and all that's built around it is a TIF, was started as a TIF district.
Right on.
That was a big hill.
Right.
With nothing on it.
Right. And for a little bit, that tax money goes over to repaying the infrastructure build. But after that, it goes back just like anything else, right?
Correct. It's you're not denying the revenue of the tax, you're merely delaying it.
Right.
Otherwise, it would be, in Tahlequah's situation, a big open field. It's been a big open field forever. The acreage is significant, and it's going to be developed, and a person must look at how do you want it developed?
Right.
How about some input on what goes in there? And so a TIF allows a community that, but for the state statute that allows for a TIF to occur. Again, I'm not the expert. I've enjoyed being on the committee. I've learned a lot from being on the inside, and I hope that the public will accept that all of us have done our due diligence. I didn't commit when I was chosen for the committee whether I'd vote for it or against it. I just said I'm going to do my best to make sure we're doing the right thing for Tahlequah. I love Tahlequah.
Well, I would hope everybody went in with that same mindset, because that's what we want. We want a better Tahlequah.
It's the long-term thing. I'm closer to the end than I am the beginning. And so those that follow in the next generation or two, we want to have things in place that makes Tahlequah, continues to make it, a wonderfully unique community.
Well, and it's funny to me, and I don't want to brag at all, but I moved to that same neighborhood in 2002. I moved into that neighborhood right behind Cox Pharmacy, and I remember there's a stop sign that faces a field to nothing for the whole period that I've lived here. It's always been there. So I've always imagined that there was something coming over there, that there would be more. I always wanted more neighbors. I was a
right.
kid that wanted more friends to play with and more places to go and safer sidewalks and crosswalks. And living over there for a long time meant you were kind of cut off until you got a car. And it's those little changes, the sidewalks all over town, the little things that you might not have thought of, or I might not have thought of, that I needed at the time, that are making all the difference, if you ask me.
And I think you look at it much like before the bypass around the oval around Tahlequah, every car, every truck, every school bus, every ambulance, every police car, you had Muskogee Avenue, and you had Downing, which then originally when I first came here was 2-lane. It was not 4-lane.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you think about how roads and things have changed over the years. That's a tool, a transportation tool.
Mm-hmm.
Much of it provided through a state budgeting formula, and some of it political, and then local contributions. But where would we be in Tahlequah today if people like Herb Rozelle and others back in the 70s and 80s didn't see that this is the build a consensus, have a vision for the future, and say, we've got to move people in and through our community. And although the city limits have not grown significantly since then,
right,
we are a huge regional economic hub. And that's kind of a dream come true, I think, for those of us that want to see the city moving forward without becoming overdeveloped.
I'm sure some people listening to this will hear a red flag when I say this, but I know last year the big hubbub was all about the roundabouts. Everybody was freaking out about roundabouts. How are we ever going to handle it? And it seems to be going all right. It seems to be okay. And I thought that was crazy the whole time, because I was making the trek from the middle school to Greenwood Elementary about 3:30, and there's a whole culvert and a triangle of school buses and yield signs that I thought, if Tahlequah can handle this triangle, We can probably handle a circle.
Well, I think that I may have been in that group that had some red flags on my car,
Jerry.
Because we when you don't have that kind of infrastructure built and use it all the time, you kind of say, I don't know how this is going to work. Well, you know, the first time that for Barbara and I, we drove through it, just kind of, you're just kind of through it now. Now, I know they've had a few accidents, people not really, especially folks that are pulling a boat or a trailer or a motorhome or something. There's some navigation points within that, but it's a very big improvement, in my opinion, than what was there.
Yeah, it's a little learning curve, but to me, I was always frustrated when I was headed towards Muskogee area. I got stopped at a stoplight with a straight shot right in front of me.
So, not to give my age away, but I remember my senior year, Barbara was, we got married our senior year at NSU, and she was doing interning at Hilldale School in Muskogee as an elementary teacher candidate. And so we moved to Muskogee for that semester so she could be very close and wouldn't have to commute. And I was commuting back to Tahlequah. Well, long story short, that was when it was going from a two-lane, a concrete paved highway with no shoulders to the four-lane. That's when it first got going.
Really? Where was that change at? Well, right at the Y almost?
It started there at the Y. South of town was being widened there along back where maybe the 4,000 block or 5,000 block. Yeah.
Is that like Del Rancho-ish?
Yeah, yeah. And it was gradually kind of moved into town and gradually kind of moved toward Muskogee. And it was a big transition. But we forget that. You know,
right.
It was a big deal. I mean, lots of traffic commuting between Muskogee and Tahlequah. And if anyone gets up early in the morning and tries to make a trip to out of the county, if you're going north on 82 or 51 west or over toward Muskogee, 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning or 4 to 6 at night, it's bumper to bumper on a four lane.
That's right. And we just got through with all our construction here. Thankfully, that's starting to clear up a little bit.
It looks very nice.
You know what it gave me an opportunity to see, though? I was coming from the south end and into town a lot, and being parked kind of at a stall right there next to Chick-fil-A, where it is now, you can really see the layout of Tahlequah. You can see TPWA on the top of Choctaw mm-hmm. Hill. You get that crescent view. I really kind of appreciated it for what it was.
It has grown a lot. I still believe it's wonderfully unique, and I hope it always remains its character and its charm and its attractiveness to people to come and visit, people to retire and move here in this area. And I was fortunate enough to be a private pilot for 17 years when we had our own airplane. And so I did a lot of flying in and out of Tahlequah's airport. Well, there's no better view about how Tahlequah changes year after year, but when you're flying at a 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 foot level coming out of the runway or landing on the runway, to see how it just continues to spread. And more, especially back in the 70s and 80s and early 90s, where there was a lot of dark spots.
If
you fly out of Tahlequah Airport now, there's almost no dark spots left.
It's not like North Korea. Look, it's dark.
It's security lights everywhere. So
wow.
Lake Region's doing a good job with that.
We've got a little bit of time to wrap this up, and you mentioned this a little bit, but if we could go back and touch on it. What are some of these really big changes that you remember in your time in Tahlequah that people have fretted about that ended up being just kind of the way things go, and people got used to it?
Well, I think any time you move forward, sometimes there are some hurdles to jump over. There's infrastructure is very complex, and it's getting more and more complicated to do sewer and water lines. The electric grid is much more complex than people understand. Very much in capital intensive, very, very expensive. You know, at some point, early 80s, I think, is when we built the sewer plant, wastewater plant we have now. The top of the line kind of thing, sequential batch reactors, the technology, started out as a $2.5 million, ended up being about $5 million before it was over. And that same plant today, if we have to build another one or expand it, you can spend $30 to $50 million for wastewater.
Right.
And new freshwater plants are just so expensive to build and maintain. So things are much bigger today than they were, much seems like more complicated. But I think we have to always plan ahead. they'll have to have, we'll have to have more roads. We'll have to have better roads. It's like schools.
Yeah, you can't kick the can down the road or it just gets more expensive.
It gets more expensive. In periods of inflation, you know, you take a decade or two where there's some real significant inflation. Try to buy a mixer load of concrete today and compare it to the price 5 years ago.
Oh, just look at the fuel right now for moving that concrete.
Oh, and so those things impact. But the bottom line is we stay focused. We build community consensus. If people aren't passionate about the community, we hope those of us that have had leadership positions in the past have been able to kind of provide that fuel to build that fire just a little bit so it'll last longer into the future.
Well, kudos to you yourself for staying involved and being a part of the community. Oh, one of my favorite moments of seeing Suzanne elected was working at the branch and seeing a whole collection of former mayors all together, chopping it up, seeing what the best idea is. So I'd like to say thank you to Jerry for coming in and doing this nice little interview.
I'm honored and so good to be here.
This has been Community Chat. We are brought to you by Baker's Furniture. You have a friendly neighbor in Baker's Furniture with no pressure shopping, but here to help you make buying a pleasure at Baker's Furniture in Tahlequah. Baker's Furniture, 3231 South Muskogee Avenue in Tahlequah. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Thank you.